Welcome back to another exciting edition of The Answer of the Week, where Joe Patrick and I play your answers to the question of the week.
It's that simple.
Then we give our own. Joe Patrick, what do we ask these nerds this week?
What is your favorite mature readers comic series of all time?
Once again, not safe for work, folks.
That's right.
And we're talking about mature readers' books. There better not be any kids listening anyway.
This thing ain't even edited.
What do we got here, Joe Patrick? Start us off, as we always do, on the Twitter.
I like to start us off on the opposite of whatever you suggest.
Well, you've got Twitter called up.
It's true. I just so happen to have Twitter called up first.
In your stupid face.
He's learning. Our first Twitter response comes from Rob C. Vela. Welcome aboard, Rob.
Yeah, welcome aboard, Rob.
Even though you gave a one-word answer. Preacher.
Good answer.
That's a great answer.
Right really. On. Normally, we like a little more beef to it.
Yeah, you know, elaborate a little, Rob. Let's have a dialogue
it's
here.
It's Twitter, though. I get it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of back and forth. You got 144 characters to work with.
Characters.
No, I like it. Preacher is a great...
characters.
Characters. Preacher's going to come up a lot, so we won't dwell on it. Mark Hansen, who is Citizen V with two I's.
V?
Or perhaps Citizen 7. Roman numeral yeah. 7. I think it's a nod to Citizen V myself, but whatever.
Whatevs.
He writes, anything... by Warren Ellis, but failing that, The Boys and Preacher.
Okay.
I've never read The Boys.
I read a little bit of The Boys, and it is pretty funny. It gets really raunchy. But if you're into raunchy, good time.
Sure.
It has one of my favorite covers on any comic, and it was the one where, and I don't know the character's name, so bear with me, but the white Wonder Woman type character is holding a black baby, and her husband, like who is like the Superman character, is like standing furious next to her.
Oh, man. She has not been faithful. Our former benefactor, David Hedgecock of Ape Entertainment says...
Word up, Dave.
He says, Preacher or Transmetropolitan come immediately to mind. Elementals was pretty cutting edge for its time and still holds up. Oh. Occasional guest host Dave Tamarco is obsessed with the Elementals.
Loves that crap.
By Bill Willingham.
Not crap.
Creator of Fables.
Sorry, Bill. Not crap. Stuff.
Stuff. That stuff. That's all we have on the Twitter. Let's move over to Facebook. Our first response on Facebook comes from Justin O'Connor.
Oh, boy.
Who never fails.
We're leading off with Justin on Facebook.
Yeah.
Huh?
He just wants to clarify for everybody that might suggest it. New Bondage Fairies is adults only.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's no question about it.
And Zach Hollowell chimes in saying... what he said, I own the full run. Fairies having ball gag sex with crawfish.
That is a mature situation if I've ever heard of one.
Zach came back to say, honestly, though, it's Preacher, which is my favorite comic series of all time. I still read it once a year, and I'm not afraid to admit the last issue alone makes me cry exactly three times.
Nice.
Exactly three times.
Nice.
There you go.
All three times.
Sean Quinn Robinson writes, it's got to be Sandman by Neil Gaiman. He wove a complex tapestry of brilliant characters, deep mythology, and beautiful horror that continues to be influential. And he managed to give us one of the greatest personifications of death in the visage of a sweet, relatable goth girl. I love Sandman.
I love death. I still think she's super cute.
Super cute.
Super cute.
You and Thanos really got a thing for death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came late to Sandman. I kind of went a little crazy getting into new things some years ago, and Sandman was one of the series I picked up in trade form. I bought all 10 volumes and just plowed through them. It is really a wonderful read if you've never read it.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. And it's one of those ones that I fought for a long time, mainly because Tori Amos loved it so much.
Oh, Tori Amos, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, God. Staying away.
Justin O'Connor comes back, replying to Zach's Bondage Fairies comment, saying, I was heading you off at the pass. They're asking for quote-unquote mature readers titles, not adults only. That said, I seem to remember an anal sex scene in one of the late 80s Blackhawk issues.
Hey-o. That one.
Well, they were by Howard Chaykin.
It's true.
So,
and he's proven to us time and time again, he likes stuff going up inside peeps.
There you go. And speaking of Howard Chaykin... Aaron Myers, King of Ask a Nerd, his favorite mature readers comic of all time is Black Kiss.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He defended it vehemently.
No, that was Keith Silva.
Was that Silva?
That's right.
You're both sickos.
Yep. After the first series, I got into it because Keith Silva made me. Eventually, I learned to love it. whatever, you damn deviants.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything that sicko Keith Silva wants you to do.
That's right.
In fact, you're probably better off not doing it.
Jason Manger writes in with Bomb Queen. I know it's rough and raunchy, but it's ridiculously fun. Also, and I hate to agree with a Canadian, but Sean Quinn Robinson is right about Sandman.
We're trying to start like some weird like boundary like skirmish here.
North versus South Cold
Border
War
skirmish,
here.
Pardon me.
I've never read Bomb Queen. I've flipped through it many times. I have a tough time getting past.
It is what it is.
What
it's
I
sort
see.
Of like if I guess if the Savage Dragon didn't wear pants, you know, like it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that it's fun, and that writer and art that writer slash artist has gone on to do that Five Weapons book, which is great fun.
Yeah,
and the furthest thing from mature readers you can find.
There's people out there that love Bomb Queen. I don't get it. It's not
true.
For me. It's not for
no,
me.
No, it's true. I know multiple
I'm not
going to
say it sucks
or
anything. It's just not for me.
There you go. Harvey Locust says, I've used most of mine as answers of the week before, so to avoid sounding like a broken record, I'll go with Brian K. Period Vaughn's Why the Last Man.
Good choice, Harv.
Such a fun and intelligent ride, and hey, monkeys, enough said. Sure enough.
Fair enough.
Ampersand.
Yeah.
That last issue.
Oh, stop it. Don't give anything away.
It gets to me.
When they grind him into meatloaf. Oh, I can't believe they did that.
Dwight Brown comes back with Codename Knockout, a Vertigo series from some years ago, early 2000s. It was drawn by Yannick Paquette, and it was written by...
Hold on.
No, Robert Roddy.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. The two, like...
That guy kind of disappeared from comics, but...
He did. But I think he got a job in like Hollywood.
So oh, I think he came from Hollywood.
Yeah.
But Codename Knockout was a fun book. I remember enjoying it.
Yeah.
It was kind of like cheeky.
It was a Vertigo book. It was kind of sexy.
Yeah, super sexualized, but like in that fun kind of like.
They were detectives, right?
They were secret agents.
Secret agents.
So it was kind of like a sexy Austin Powersy, a little less farcical than that. But yeah, it was a fun book. I liked it a lot.
She was an operative of Good, G period O period O period D, the global organization for the obliteration of dastardliness.
Yes.
And she fought against the nefarious agents of evil, extra legal vendors of antiquity and licentiousness.
There you go.
That is some reaching there, Rob.
Now, Dwight says it was written, or rather it was drawn by Amanda Connor with Jimmy Palmiotti inks. I don't remember Amanda Connor drawing Coin and Knockout. I'm almost certain
Amanda
it was
Amanda Connor
Yannick,
was on there.
Yannick Paquette.
Amanda Connor was on there for issues 6, 9, 13, and 14.
Oh,
Yannick
so she
Paquette,
did a few. He was the main artist, though.
He only did 7 through 8, 10, and 12. 10 through 12.
Who did 1 through
that
whatever?
Was it. 1 through 5 was Lewis Small Jr.
Oh, man. I stand corrected.
Phil Jimenez had an issue. Ed Benes was on 3 issues.
Yeah, all the cheesecakey sexy boy artists.
Yeah, sexy boy artists.
Dwight also says Phil Foglio's Triple X, I don't know how you pronounce this. It's Xenophile, but it's with 3 X's.
Oh, yeah.
Was Naughty Fun. That is straight up porno comic, Dwight Brown.
I believe it is. I think
I've seen it.
Mature readers, not straight up porn.
Hey, see Justin O'Connor's comment about adults only.
We're not going to judge you, but, you know, we didn't think we'd be talking about straight up
but,
porn.
You know, it is really funny. Like, Phil Foglio is a great comedy artist, and it's kind of interesting to see his career arc has taken him to do some, like, some naughty stuff.
You got to make money where you can,
there
buddy.
There you go. I'm not saying we don't know people that have done it.
We're friends with the creator of Buffy the Vampire Lair. Pardon me, Buffy the Vampire Lair.
We will not out him publicly, but, it you know, these things happen.
Sure.
Truett Ellis Daughtry says, Saga is very much giving any other options a run for their money. I love it ever so much. It's true.
Got super mature last week.
It's the reason why we asked this question.
Yeah.
Saga is a great book. I kind of get bored talking about it sometimes, but
right.
Just because how much, like, it's like the Daredevil problem.
It gets a lot of play.
How much more can you say about it? It's wonderful again.
Right.
Every single month, it's wonderful.
We may have to lock it in the pantheon of great comics that we're just not going to talk about
anymore.
There
you go. Yeah, you know? Just mention once and call it
right.
Good. But that is a great answer. Nathan Bradford writes, I've been reading The Walking Dead since issue 1 was released, sticking with this series for over 100 issues, countless beheadings, severed limbs, and the occasional creepy Dale Andrea sex scene.
Yep.
Makes this my favorite mature series.
Not afraid to kill a pregnant chick.
No, I know. Well, no, she had given birth.
Well, I guess, yeah.
But barely.
Yeah, just barely.
Yeah, I like The Walking Dead a lot. I've kind of like cooled on it a little. It's not that I still don't enjoy it. It's just I don't get that same thrill out of it that I got when it was new. But I do like to save them up and read them in huge chunks.
Yeah, and I think it's still definitely, you can say, even though it hasn't finished, it's definitely in the running for one of the best mature reading titles of all.
And I think that like it lends itself a lot better in the trade read than the month-to-month read, which is why I save my issues up and read them in six-month chunks. So Martin John, our buddies from Foreign Matter Comic, he comes in with more answers than he can handle.
Whoa.
For the love story, Preacher. For the politics, Transmet. For the mysticism and art, Promethea. For the mystery, From Hell. For the comedy, Dungeon Quest. And Tug and Buster. I'm sure I could go on, and he does. Also, Will Eisner's The Dreamer. Ba and Moon's Day Tripper. Stuck Rubber Baby. I could go on some more, and he does. All of Craig Thompson's work, Blankets, Habibi, Goodbye Chunky Rice.
Oh, yes.
Eddie by Eddie Campbell for a biography. Paul Pope's Heavy Liquid for drug/crime.
Loved Heavy Liquid.
100 Bullets, the first couple of trades, everything Richard Corbin has ever drawn with sex and half-naked people.
That's all of it, pretty much.
Sorry, I couldn't stop. So many life-changing works. Yeah, I mean, really.
Right on.
Mature reader stuff, like, it's just a way of saying, you know, it's not your norm. We don't mean it to say, like, it's got to have cussing and it's got to have boobies in it. Like, Fables is mature
readers. Dirty Purples!
Dirty Purples. And there's hardly ever any cursing and almost no nudity in Fables ever, but it's a mature reader's title. It's got mature themes. It's not just spandex and capes.
Yeah, it would be just above the heads of the little dudes.
Yeah. And I think that those are all really great answers, and I know that some of those are going to be in me and Matt's answers coming up later in the show.
Oh, yeah. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Andrew McBride asks, man, what really qualifies as mature? I think we just said it.
Yeah. Dirty Purples.
If I don't go for the obvious, Saga, Preacher, Sandman, Why, Walking Dead, my first and only thought is Fell. I missed that series. I've read it 9 times.
I loved Fell.
Always want to read it again. Yeah, I love Fell as well.
I still maintain that those were Constantine stories that they wouldn't let Ellis do a minute ago. I totally maintain that.
Yeah, maybe they were.
Stranger Kisses absolutely is. You can tell. Mm. It started off with Constantine. He reworked him.
Well, listen, what you're suggesting is that Warren Ellis doesn't have any original ideas.
No, I'm not saying that. They were all his original ideas. I think he just wanted to do them with Hellblazer, but ended up doing them different places. And they're still great. I loved Strange Kisses.
You and your conspiracies.
There were lizards crawling up inside people. It was weird.
Michael Robertson says, some of my favorite runs have already been mentioned. Of those that have been missed, I would have to say The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, especially Volume 2.
Right on.
What Hyde does to the Invisible Man is pretty brutal. Yes, indeed. V for Vendetta is another one. It shows an amazing insight for a comic written in the 80s.
Absolutely.
It's a bit basic, but I also love Crossed. Crossed is one I just can't get into.
Because you're a baby.
Matt loves
Crossed. I don't love Crossed. I appreciate Crossed.
Matt loves
I don't love Crossed. It, but I'm reading it. I've been reading Badlands. Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, okay, whatever.
It's, you know.
You're on the list. Stephen Kohler writes saying, I remember as a teenager, Brat Pack messed with my head. I'll vote for that. That was by Rick Veitch.
I think so.
I've never read it. I've heard lots about it, but I've never gotten around to reading it. I think in recent years, they came out with a nice collected version of that.
Yeah, there was
that
a big, sexy hardcover. Yeah.
It might still be in print in some version, at least.
That's a series that I've seen in a lot of different creators, like best lists or most underappreciated.
Sure.
I've seen that, but I've never read it.
Oh, one of these days, I'll get around to it.
Yeah, I keep meaning to.
Our buddy Tim Nebraska says, is it too early to say Saga? It's not too early, and lots of people beat you to the punch, Tim.
Yeah. No, Tim, we know you love it.
But answering the question of the week almost a week late is Tim's specialty. I was just listening to the answer of the week from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he does squeak right in. Yeah,
where I think he was answering the previous week's question.
I think so, but it's always like, Batman!
I'm drunk, and I just wanted to say the goddamn Batman. All right. A Wooter Lammers.
Welcome aboard, Wooter.
I think Wooter has written before, but I can't keep track anymore.
Wasn't
of all
Wooter
these
the German exchange student from The Simpsons? Or was that Uter? That was Uter.
That was Unter? Uter?
Uter. The little German kid is addicted to chocolate.
Wooter says, I can't help but shout Preacher. I also really enjoyed Black Sad a lot. beautiful European
Black Sad
story that features animals in human roles but would not suit a Disney audience. Black Sad is one of those comics for comic people, for comic creators.
Excellent.
And I can't hear enough good things about Black Sad. Still have never read it.
What?
I've never read it.
Oh, God. I loved it, man. It was great.
I can't get into European comics, man. I can't handle square word balloons.
What?
It's a true story.
You big baby.
The TD Dubs writes in saying, 100 Bullets is one of my favorite series of all time and one of the few titles that I have read from start to finish. It was well written by Brian Azzarello and the artwork by Eduardo Rizzo was killer. I loved how they developed characters like Agent Graves, but I also need to give a vote to the Criminal series by Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
Criminal is noir at its best.
I can't believe that didn't come up before.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I love Criminal. John Butcher, forgive me, John, I'm giving that guy a welcome aboard.
Yeah, welcome aboard, John.
I'd have to say Frank Miller's Sin City series, The Hard Goodbye, opened my eyes to a world of comics beyond the big two, as well as to the idea that smut and art are not mutually exclusive concepts.
Right on.
The vulgarity and violence of Miller's books are rendered in some of the most gorgeous black and white art that I've ever seen. And as for the writing, Miller did an amazing job capturing the atmosphere of old crime noir stories, while adding enough of his own surreal touches, things like the cannibalistic clergyman and sex workers with samurai swords, to keep the stories from feeling too familiar. Very well said, John.
Can we end the show here? That's like the best response we've ever had.
It's all downhill from here, and I'm looking at you, Camarillo Brillo. That is a great answer, John, and thank you so much for writing in. Welcome aboard. I do really enjoy Sin City.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't read all of it, but like I've read the first couple volumes.
It trailed off. I don't like the love story. Now, I talked to a guy the other day, and I can't remember his name, but he had a really good defense of the love story, and I hadn't really thought of it that way, and it makes me want to revisit it.
Sure. Maybe now that time has passed.
Yeah.
It's too bad because I have a hard time looking at Frank Miller stuff now without thinking of the Frank Miller of today.
You gotta separate the man from his art.
But you do. Like, you can't, like, I look at old Daredevils and go, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
This is, like,
no, stunning. Pinnacle. He's still one of the most important comic creators of all time.
No doubt.
The guy's just a jackass.
No, yeah, no doubt. Brian Domingos writes, it's a tie between Preacher and Transmet. Each have singular, consistent creative teams and are stories that wear their influences on their sleeves. They both get the most out of the comics medium and are perfect in every way. The epitome of gateway comics.
Oh, yeah.
They are the kind of books I wish I hadn't read before so I could read them again for the first time.
Right on.
Man, that's a good answer,
too.
That's
a real good answer.
Yeah.
You guys are getting good at this.
That's right. You're finally starting to get it.
We've taught you so well.
You dunces. Michael King writes in with Hellblazer.
Michael King or Michael Caine?
Michael King.
Oh, I got all excited for
Michael
something.
Michael Caine.
Right in with Hellblazer.
Master Bruce. The first 100 issues of Hellblazer are still some of my most treasured possessions. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Hellblazer is so good.
Yep.
Hellblazer is the kind of book that you can literally pick up at the start of any story arc.
Well, not anymore.
Well, not anymore, no. But when it was around, you could just pick it up at any story arc and just be fine.
Yeah, it was masterful. It was one of the best edited mature series.
Oh yeah, I
ever
love it.
Because I'll go into my answer because I'm going to talk about Hellblazer a little bit.
But like the array of talent that was on that book.
Let's move along. So I'm going to talk about it in my
cuckoo
answer.
Crazy. Jimmy Acerit or Accurate?
How's he
sorry,
spell it?
Jimmy.
How's he spell it?
Acerit. A secret. No. Jimmy, welcome aboard, Jimmy.
Jimmy A. What's going on, James?
I'd have to say Why the Last Man. It was consistently the book that I waited most impatiently for when it came out in issues and still reads well in its collected format years later.
Right on.
I would also say that it's the best gateway book for anyone that wants to push comics on a non-comic reader. Cannot tell you the number of times I've put Why the Last Man in the hands of somebody that was just getting started.
If you want to get women or girls reading comics, Why the Last Man's a real good one. I've interest quite a
few. You should have quit while you were ahead with the women.
Well, I'm saying, like, perhaps they're 14 or 15. Those are girls. And then,
you don't give Why the Last Man to a 14-year-old girl. This is why you got fired.
BS. I was reading that stuff when I was 14 or 15.
And look at you now.
Yeah. Addicted to porn.
Our friend and yours, Camarillo Brillo, says, I'd have to say Saga, but aside from that, the mature title I loved the most was Bill Sienkiewicz's Stray Toasters.
Never read it.
Me neither. I remember reading it a few times at different points in my life and enjoying it for different reasons, It reminds me of how late teen years anything Gonzo is cool for the fact that it's, well, Gonzo.
That's another one of those that I keep meaning to read.
But later in life, you learn to discern if it's weird for weird's sake, like The Max or Lost Highway, or if it has redeeming substance like, you know, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I feel like,
and he also uses straight toasters to defend his straight toasters answer.
Fair enough.
You can't do that, Cameron.
No. There's a name for that type of argument. I can't remember.
But like, I do like your answer.
Post ipso facto or something. I don't remember.
David Brown. Welcome aboard, David Brown. David Hein's Strange Embrace, which I've also never read.
Never read that.
Interesting. I don't know anything about it.
That was where Hein got his, like, first got noticed, though, right?
I guess. I don't
think
know.
That was his first major work that got a lot of notice.
I don't know. David Brown didn't elaborate.
Come on, Dave.
You gotta tell us why you love these things.
Man. Give us some history.
But I like the creativity. It's something nobody else said.
Yeah, good choice.
And our final Facebook response comes from our life mate, Aura McWilliams, who says, if it's not too late, the whole opening volley of Max titles was really good. There was all that craziness in Fury Max with the Vietnam War, and if Fury was a terrible human being, but actually, I'm shocked that no one has said Alias. But yeah, the controversy surrounding the...
No doubt. Nobody did say Alias.
But he says, he wraps it up by saying, the controversy surrounding the anal panel in Alias, which I suppose was put to bed, so to speak, when Baby Cage was born. I mean, they probably did it more than once, Omek.
Whoa, good Lord, man.
I'm just saying. But he's right. Like, the very first word on the very first page of the very first Marvel Comics mature readers title was fuck.
Yep.
And then 3 pages later, it sure looks like Luke Cage is just really giving it to Jessica Jones.
Yeah, but this would be
in a very uncomfortable place.
Doesn't mean he's throwing it to her in her two hole. I mean, come on, man.
I think they even kind of allude to it in the script.
No, they don't, you pervert.
No, because she's like, I just let him do whatever he wants.
What does that mean to you, you perv?
I'm just saying.
Good Lord.
Aura's not.
We are moving along to Skype.
He's not wrong.
Regardless, this being not safe for work or not, let's see what our dungeon master,
two hole,
Jared Tavitas, had to say.
What a two hole.
Hey, nerds. It's Jared. I'd like to think that most of what I read is mature books, but you know. Anyways, I want to say my favorite of all time has to be Artesia series. From Archaea. Mark Smiley has created such a deep history and world with that story. It boggles the mind. Like, it is intense how much he went into this world that he created. And then, like, his full-page double spread battle scenes with hundreds and hundreds of armored warriors, it's just incredible. And it's such a really great book, but then it has like very graphic sex scenes that kind of pop up from time to time. When my wife has seen the book, she straight up called it porn. So it's a little risky. The only thing wrong with it is it's hard to recommend the story and the books to people when Mark Smiley has dropped the ball on it. He has yet to complete the last series, and it's been like 4, maybe 5 years. So at C2E2, if I see that dude, every year I look for him, I'm going to corner him and be like, dude, finish that book.
Fair enough. And I've heard that Artesia is excellent and also super graphic. I didn't know it had been 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I remember when Artesia was coming out, and we had a couple like super fans at the shop that were just like, the new Artesia come out yet? The new Artesia come out yet?
It got rave reviews too. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, people loved that book. And again, Archaea. Almost everything that I've read from Archaea is very high quality.
I remember the covers being gorgeous. I mean, I've never read it, so I didn't know what it was all about. But yeah, I remember it being a really good looking book.
Let's see what our second predictable weekly caller, Shonix, picked. You guys have got to start calling us. It's free. It's free, you jerks. Listen. Call us.
Hey, two-headed nerds. This is Shonix. Just wanted to call in. Favorite mature series of all time. I'd have to go with Transmetropolitan.
Good choice.
Formerly Helix, then into Vertigo. That would be by far the one that won me over. I came in late to the series, right around the time that Jim Lee was doing covers, because, of course, I'm going to buy Jim Lee covers, and been wanting to read the book, and then I went back and bought all the trades. So I think it was up to the new Scum that I got in trade, and then Lonely City would have been where I started in that, I think, volume 5 or so. But fantastic series. Highly recommend that thing. I mean, I'd even go with Wildcats 3.0, but that wasn't too mature readers. But when you have a gun that can make your bowels go, I mean, that was fantastic. And you had crazy Alan Moore running down from the woods and yelling at people. And Derek Robertson's art was fantastic. So, yep, Transmet, by far, awesome sauce. Keep up the good work, guys. Later. Oh, and this is not safe for work, so fuck.
Nice, tossing that in. Excellent choices. Transmet. I love the mention of Wildcats 3.0. And yeah, I mean, I guess it was.
It was mature readers.
It was mature. There
yeah,
was,
like it,
there was cuss words and stuff.
Once it went from 2.0 to 3.0, it was a mature readers book.
DJ, what is your favorite mature readers book? I know you don't get a whole lot of those because the language and the nudity tends to, you know, make you feel funny.
Stop
it. Make you crawl back to all your kiddie books. But
didn't I just make a two-hole joke earlier?
You did.
A lot of people took my answer. My favorite mature readers title of all time is Transmetropolitan.
Fair enough.
Like, without a doubt, I don't even have to think about it. I read that series almost as often as I read through Starman. I really adore it. It's one of those runs where you can see the whole arc. You know, you can look at it as a whole now that it's over and just see that he had it all planned all along, you know?
Yeah.
You can see the whole path of the book, even though not every arc looked like it linked together. You knew that he knew what he was doing and where he was going.
He being Warren Ellis.
Warren Ellis, yes. Art by Derek Robertson for the whole series. And it's just a wonderful experience. And it is absolutely mature. But it is essentially Hunter S. Thompson in the future.
More or less, yeah.
And, you know, he's brought back to the city out of retirement because he still has two books left on his book deal. And he's forced to get a job doing political writing. I mean, imagine, like, it's like what we have now in the news media times a billion.
Right. It's a scathing look at politics, at popular culture, at media. And it holds up. Totally holds up. Just it like it's one of those books 10 years from now you'll be able to read
and
laugh at, you know, and say this is fantastic,
because it's so, the future elements are so alien, you know, it's never going to look dated.
No,
you're always going to be able to look at it and go, man, this is how it's going, this is the path that humanity is traveling.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful ride. And you know, it's like an indictment of like celebrity culture and prescient. You know, like he's predicting the future in the pages of Transmetropolitan.
It's great stuff.
Close second favorite for me has got to be Fables, a book that's still running today.
Fair enough.
I love Fables.
It's great.
It's not especially mature. You know, we talked about that a little earlier in terms of like...
Well, it's mature in theme.
The content. Like, you know, there's not a lot of cursing and no nudity, but it is a mature story. Like what's happening to these fairy tale characters and the tragedies and the triumphs that befall them.
Yeah, it's mature in theme.
And characters die and they never come back. And like characters you've known forever, you know, in fairy tale form.
Yeah.
They're not safe.
They're not afraid to kill folks.
Yeah, they are not. And it's I love that book by Bill Willingham. The art is by Mark Buckingham. He's drawn it ever since the second arc.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been on the book almost as long as Willingham has, and I can't imagine that book.
It's a perfect book
without
for
those
people
guys
that complain about art changes and story changes.
Yeah, like, I mean, and there are fill-ins because he's only human. He needs time off from now and then, but the fill-ins always make sense. They're always really well chosen.
This is all going to get cut, so don't worry about it. I mean, keep going.
What's wrong with you?
You're just kind of rambling, you know.
I'm not rambling. I'm talking about my favorites. I got two favorites.
All right. Two, that's both of them.
Right. I guess let's talk about yours.
All right. Let's talk about mine.
What a two-hole.
Hellblazer was the one that pops into my head first. Like, best. And it wasn't always my favorite monthly mature readers title, but when Hellblazer hit, it really hit and hit really well. And I think it is one of the best edited series of all time because you had so many different creators as far as writers and artists. Like, every story arc for a while there was a different artist. They maintain writers for a while sometimes. Sometimes writers jumped on for 4 or 6 issues, but the theme stayed there. The characterization stayed there. The feel of the book was always right there. And I believe it was Axel Alonso got his start editing that book.
He was a Vertigo editor, yeah.
Right? I think he was one of them. And they've just done such a wonderful job for 300 issues of maintaining that mean and nasty British tone. And I loved it. I loved Hellblazer. I'm really sad that book is gone. As far as another complete series, Steve Lieber and Greg Rucka's work on Whiteout.
Oh, yeah, Whiteout.
I loved those books. They were 2 limited series. Loved it. And it was my introduction to Greg Rucka. And after that, I immediately jumped on his Queen and Country, which I also just adore. Yeah. Love Queen and Country. Great stuff. I think my favorite, though, David Lapham's Stray Bullets. I can't believe nobody mentioned Stray Bullets. Stray Bullets was incredible. And he kind of left it hanging. It didn't really finish. It's sort of, it reminds me of like P.T. Anderson's Magnolia. In the sense that there's several different characters, several different stories. It starts in the 70s, comes all the way up in the 90s. And it's not so much a crime epic, but crime is definitely the theme that runs through it. Criminals and victims are basically the themes that run through it. It started, El Capitan was the name of the company, and I believe Lapham started it. And I've got this huge 3-volume hardcover series, beautiful, and I think it's out of print and goes for quite a bit of money. But yeah, I think you can find it in print in soft cover. I love Stray Bullets. Highly recommend it.
This is all going to get cut, so you go ahead and keep going.
So those are 3 of my favorites. You guys all gave us great answers. Always fun to hear what you guys
fun
have
question.
To say. And I'm serious. Give us a call, you guys. Skype us. We want to hear your voices. We want to hear your responses. Don't be nervous. We're not going to make fun of you unless you've got like a really funny speech impediment. Then we are going to.
Well, we might make fun of you a little, but it's just in good fun.
Yeah, it's all in good fun. So meet us back here next week for another answer of the week. Joe Patrick will be posting the question on
Friday.
And the answer will go up next
Wednesday. Yeah.
Tomorrow. New comic day.
New comic book day is answer of the week day.
Answer of the week day, kids. We'll see you this Sunday for another exciting episode of THN. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.